The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to our Friday edition, a very special edition today of Free Fire Radio. This is Linda Bott. How are you today? I hope you're having a beautiful morning. If you look outside, it will be a grand day, and we have a beautiful morning, chock full of great information, good friends in the studio. They're out in the waiting room. They're in. We have Pet of the Week. But first, let me throw this. I'm going to do a quick read of the weather. It'll be 99 today. Overnight lows of 71. Tomorrow calls for 91. We may have slight chance of thunderstorms. Tomorrow night, chance of showers in the evening with 71. And then on Sunday, slight chance of showers, mostly sunny with 87. Yes, I want to get my gardener out there. I'm going to be planting this weekend. Sunday night, 64. So you can maybe even open up those windows and enjoy that. Monday will be up to 88. And then Thursday, when I say up, I mean, we're so happy to have up at 88. And then Tuesday, 93. So there's your forecast. It is varied. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, located in Anderson. Shasta Gas Propane, always bringing you, the weather, where it's a veteran-owned business. Senior and veteran discounts, always for you, and they do serve our community. Welcome to the show, and David's at the helm. Good morning, David.
Good morning. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. And do we have a special day of the, whoever makes this calendar up, at the day of the year?
For us, it's only going to be relevant after the show. Today is National Relaxation Day.
Oh.
Slow down, unwind, and
okay. Relax.
All
right. Okay. And with this weather, you can do that. I mean, I put my outside furniture up, and then it became 110. So I just look out there and go, okay, well, there's a nice umbrella, but don't even want to touch the outside pads. But this weekend, I think, is probably a nice night to maybe go out and have a cup of tea or a wine or whatever your choice of beverage is, and enjoy some friendship time. All right, so speaking of friendship, we're talking about our Pet of the Week and our wonderful Katrina. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great.
Good. You got a smile on your face.
Yeah, happy to be here.
Yeah. You've got with you a biggin.
Very big boy. 90 pounds of good boy.
90 pounds. And you know what I love about what you're bringing in today is you have fostering programs with Haven, and I've met a couple people that have been fostering lately, and I love that for people who can't perhaps really bring in a pet 24/7, they can still do beautiful time, especially if you don't want to think about an animal being euthanized. So you foster. And so with us this morning, you have an 11-year-old big boy named Oreo.
I do.
Tell us all about him.
He's amazing. Well, right now he's just laying on the floor. So he's 11 years old. He's like a lab border collie mix, black and white, alas the name Oreo. And he is just so sweet. He is a big boy for sure, but he's very well-mannered. And he actually was in a foster home briefly, and the foster parent has another dog and has a cat. And he was great with her dog and was really respectful to the cat, which was really awesome to learn about him. And he really loves going for walks, but other than that, he loves laying on the couch. He's definitely a couch dog, and a lot like our other big shelter dogs, he thinks he's a lap dog. And, I mean, who are we to tell him otherwise? He loves to cuddle. That was his main thing he wanted to do with his foster parent when she had him, was he wanted a lot of affection. So I think he would just be a great fit for most homes if you have space for a big boy, just because he is pretty easygoing, and I think he fits in well to most dynamics.
Fantastic. So, Oreo, you can see his picture on Pet of the Week. David will be posting that on our website on our Facebook page in just a little bit. But he's all personality. He's big boy. He's big boy. And you know what's great about the foster, Katrina, the fostering, is like you said, you learned a lot more information.
We really do, because so much of the time we only know a dog at the shelter, and that's usually not the full scope of who they are, and we don't know what they're going to be like in a home. So if you foster, even if it's just temporarily, if it's for a weekend, a week, a couple of weeks, that honestly gives so much valuable information that helps this dog get adopted a lot faster.
Okay. All right. So let's talk quickly in the segment that we have with you about the upcoming Bark, Wine, and Brew. We've got a couple things we need to push here for the next couple months.
Yeah, so Bark, Wine, and Brew is coming up in the beginning of October. We do still have tickets available for a table, whether with your family or with, you know, your business or whatnot. You can purchase tickets. You can go to havenhumane.org, and under events, there is a Bark, Wine, and Brew listing, and you can purchase tickets that way.
And the famous pirates.
The famous pirates. So put on your best pirate
arg,
gear.
Arg, bark me matey.
And you can also always donate to like our auctions. We do a lot of like raffle baskets. So if you have like items you would like to donate to the auction, that's also an option if you're not able to attend.
All right. Okay. Thank you so much.
Of course.
Really appreciate. And we have some guests that are in the waiting room. And I was telling him about Pet of the Week, and one of the guys goes, really, the pet comes on? I go, yes, we do post the picture. And I said, and that's how we got Buford. I had Buford stuck in the, you know, in the office, because I don't like to, you know, have him in the studio when the pet comes in, because we don't know if they're going to run around and all of a sudden, like, pull wires out of the wall.
I really like this dog, and you can hear him on the radio, too.
Oh, my God, he's a big... He's a big boy. He, you know how you watch fish in a fishbowl or in a tank? You know, this dog you can watch with pleasure.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
I just have to be entertained. You just have to feed him, and let him go someplace where he can poop. You know, that's it. Take him for a walk, but give him a couch and some love. Well, Katrina, thank you for joining us. And you know what? We are going to take an early break. I know this is unusual, but we got a stock full of people that are coming in. And Katrina, Pet of the Week, Haven Humane, get those tickets for Bark, Wine, and Brew. And always know that on the weekends, one more time, a reminder about pets that are at
PetSmart. We're there Wednesday through Sunday, 11 to 3:30 with dogs and cats.
That's so wonderful. Thanks. Okay, we're going to take an early break here on KCNR. This is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. Linda Bott is in. We've got a bunch of people, Rebecca Bear. We've got Steve Bade and Eric Woodstrom. They're all going to be coming on and talking about the city. Great stuff that you may have heard about, but you're going to really hear at close at hand a lot of stuff that's going on. We'll be right back.
I got my motor running for a wild weekend. It's finally Friday, I'm out of control. Forget the working blues and let the good times roll. I got a little sugar baby down the road. She's sitting on a radio and rocking on gold. We'll dance up a storm and later on tonight we'll be working on a new.
Join Heartbot Productions for this Battle of the Hay on Saturday, September 13th. Watch and all while we Slap Warriors face off to be the last Slappers Standing. Tickets for this thrilling competition start at $35. Must be 21 to attend. Tickets include $10 in free slot play. For tickets or complete details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
It was on the streets of Pinar del Rio. You remember the smell of her hair. You thought, white gardenias. You shared dinner, then coffee. Then came that beautiful aroma of the cigar. You forgot her name, but not the cigar. La Roma de Cuba, mi amor. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
No pensé que fuera...
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Most everyone knows that Orchard Nutrition Center has a big selection of vitamins and supplements, a fresh bakery and deli, organic groceries, and certified organic produce from Shasta County and surrounding areas. What I know is, my mom loves shopping at Orchard Nutrition Center. Her motto, you are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. She says that all the time. Personally, I believe her. As a kid, I like things that are sweet. So when she comes home with farm-fresh local fruit, trust me, it's sweet. Mom loves all the local veggies. And Dad, he likes meat. Orchard carries locally grown, 100% grass-fed beef. So guess what? Dad's even eating healthy, and he doesn't even know it. If you haven't been to Orchard Nutrition, you owe it to yourself and the ones you love. Just remember what my mom says. You are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. It all starts at Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., 7 days a week.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Come on, do it with me.
No.
Yeah. We're doing
it. Turn it on.
Yeah.
Turn it on.
Good morning and welcome back to KCNR here on this beautiful Friday. It is the 15th. What is going on? It's the middle of August. How are you doing today? It looks like we're going to have about a 99 today, a mostly clear overnight skies with 71. Now, through the weekend, we've got mostly sunny, then a slight chance of thunderstorms. Ooh, 71 on Saturday night. Sunday calls for a slight chance of showers. Great time to be out. And I know for me, I'm going to be gardening this weekend. So just to say that the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. A quick announcement here. The Grange Co-op, brand new, opening today, is proud to announce their official grand opening, and their new Reading location at 55 Lake Boulevard. It's their 8th retail location and the 2nd location in California. So, promotions, raffles, giveaways. Now, where this is where the old Shopco used to be, up in where the Rayleigh Shopping Center, you know, we looked at that Rayleigh Shopping Center, it became pathetic. And now, oh my gosh, so nice for a resurgence, and it's a great segue. When I talk about resurgence, newness, new beginnings, I'm very excited to have with me Rebecca Bear.
Good morning.
And what is your official? I always ask that because I never want to screw up what the official title is.
President and CEO.
Oh, that's a big one. See?
Yeah.
You don't say VP on that one.
There's three letters, not two. CEO, President and CEO of Economic Development Corporation of Shasta County. We just call ourselves the Shasta EDC.
The Shasta EDC. Well, thank you for being here today. And congratulations on your position. Very well done.
Thank you.
And my co-host for the day, before we go to Steve, my co-host, the one and only, good friends, many, many years, always appreciate who you are, Eric Woodstrom.
Thank you, Linda. It's great to be here. Thanks.
Just a wonderful person in our community doing beautiful things with your outreach. Well, we would never be here on KCNR had it not been for you being
well,
the president.
I don't know about that.
Yes, yes. You worked hard. You know, you got to have a good quarterback that's out there working it.
Well,
and management, a team. You had a team, but still, thank you.
It's, I mean, this is another one of the success stories that we had when you and Carl came to us at the bank many years ago. How many years ago?
We're going on 16.
16 years ago.
16 years we'll be on the air.
Holy smokes.
I thought it was going to be a 5-year deal.
It's always good to, you know, now I've retired.
16.
It's good to go around town and see businesses that you know, you're maybe a little, a small part of getting started and get, and still going. And,
well, there we were at 09 when everything was,
the world was different.
When the world was completely booming, not booming, busting.
Yeah.
And that, let's open a radio station that's locally owned without any. So anyway, we finally paid that loan off.
Quite a road, huh?
Okay. And so we really just love our community. And I think doing this radio station even more so invested us on so many levels of what it is to have people come on daily and kind of get to know new businesses like the Grange and then Rebecca Airwood.
What we'll be talking about later.
Yes, what we're going to be talking about later. And so let's introduce our next guest at our panel, I guess if you want to call it, Steve Bade.
Good morning.
Well, Steve, okay, so what would be, for our listeners that are driving around taking their kids to school, who's Steve Bade?
Steve Bade. Well, I'm the assistant city manager for the city of Reading, and one of the hats I wear is I'm the director of economic development.
Director of economic development. Now, speaking of hats, you guys have had hard hats on lately, and let's share with our listeners why. Yeah. Who wants to go first? Rebecca? Yeah, let's go there. Come on, I ask you to please be with me today.
Yeah, no, I'm so happy to be here, and I think it's interesting because Steve and I are sitting next to one another and looking at each other. This has been such a great collaboration and a team effort that sometimes we don't know who should tell the story, right? And the city really gets all the credit for the vision that they had along with the EDC about 20 years ago with Stillwater and just this this business park on the east side of Reading to bring business, you know, here, and it's happening. So we broke ground on the new Amazon distribution facility on Wednesday morning.
What was that like? Tell us, give us a visual.
Yeah, you know, 50 or so people on Wednesday morning with shovels and hard hats. They've cleared the site, so, you know, all the weeds and the brush is down, and they gave us big piles of dirt for folks that have been a part of the project, folks that, you know, have an interest in the city of Reading moving forward with shovels and hard hats, digging into dirt just to kick the project off. So we had representatives from Amazon, Panattoni's the developer. We had assembly member Heather Hadwick here, and she really gave a great message because a lot of the things that Amazon does will reach rural communities in a different way than, you know, cities. We have access to a lot of things, but folks in the rural areas, and this delivery station is specifically designed to serve those rural and what Amazon calls super rural areas. And since, you know, assembly member Heather Hadwick is, you know, representing all these rural communities, you know, she had a great message around just giving folks in remote areas access to products that they wouldn't necessarily have. And, you know, while we all do want to continue to support local, for folks in rural areas, you know, they don't have the same kind of access that we might have here in the city.
Well, there was a saxophone player, well, he still is a saxophone player, he's with us still, Jeff Jones, and he lives in Deer Flat, which is like outside of Shingle Springs, almost in Biola. And when you're driving up there, you're like, man, this is remote. Every day he drove into Reading to teach. And so those kinds of places that we're talking about, you're driving up to Old Station and you have, or to Burney, and you know, there's these little enclaves of places that, so that is amazing that we've got now an Amazon location that's going to be happening. When do you think that we will be able to see the visualization of it? It's breaking ground, but I mean, when do we have a completion? Is there like a date that they're looking at?
I believe it's August of 2026.
Yeah. A year from now.
Yes. Yep.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. Well, you know, when you have the will and you have the might, you've got the people behind you, you can do that.
Yeah. They're moving.
They're moving. So, Steve, what does this mean for you?
Well, I would say that Amazon is a very good partner for the city of Reading. You know, it's not an easy lift to get that building permit issued and get through all the public works, infrastructure, you know, checklist. And their design team, our team, you know, working together. The nice thing is they closed escrow and they started construction. We've had, you know, a few of those owners in Stillwater that have not done that. So hats off to them for, you know, making that financial commitment to our community and bringing in these jobs and bringing in this new business leg into our city.
Yeah. And I think one of the speakers at the groundbreaking mentioned it. I don't know if it was the Panettone Abbey, but commented on Stillwater being shovel-ready. This is one of the two places in California that you could do exactly what you said. You could close escrow, start construction, as opposed to a lot of the other stuff that's been, that groundwork's been already been laid.
Correct. And, yep. You know, I think, you know, it is shovel-ready, but it also depends on how do you process those permits. And that's where we have a good collaboration with the EDC, once again. And, you know, we work hard with that property owner and the developer to work through the city process to get their permits so that they can get to construction. And I would say that we, Amazon went really quick, and that hats off to our City of Reading team and also EDC.
Thank you so much. That's great to hear, because we like positive news that shows a moving forward with a, like, a role of good positive energy. You said something, Eric, about, it's called Panettone.
Yes.
You're saying that somebody, a representative from Panettone yesterday or Wednesday, said that Reading is one of the few places, Stillwater?
One of two places in California
that has
lots in the, with some of the permitting stuff done ahead of time.
Okay. Yep. So that to me is so encouraging to hear that information, because they're big developers all over the place.
All over the world.
All over the world. Hello.
Started out of Sacramento.
Okay. I knew that. Did we go to school with somebody from that name?
May have.
Never know.
Yep.
So when you look at, like, the Grange Co-op, that there's only two in California, and they chose Reading, in the Raley's parking lot, you know, we have other kind of facilities, but they felt, obviously, in their beautiful, that they have, like, I don't know how many stores. It said that they have 55 locations. No, it's 55 Lake Boulevard. Anyway, so they've got several locations, but they chose the second one in California to be Reading.
Right.
I think right now there must be something that our real big corporate and big business owners are seeing, this something going on in Reading with a big change.
Right. Well, and maybe, Rebecca, you want to talk about that. I'm on the board of the EDC with Rebecca, but she's on the forefront with, GoBiz and the different requests for proposals.
Yeah, we're getting a lot of interest, a lot of leads through GoBiz, which is, you know, probably a topic we could talk about at another show, because it's really interesting how these things come in. But through the state of California, they'll send out some requests for information, and we respond to those things. Because we have this fully entitled land at Stillwater, we're able to respond to meet, you know, these requirements that companies have. But I think that, you know, the word is out that Reading is open, ready for business. Stillwater, you can build, you know, close escrow and build right away for companies that want to get started, you know, right away and not sit through a 2 or even 5 year kind of development process. We're on the map. And also, you know, we're expected to have, I think it's 17,000, almost 20,000, influx of population by 2045. So that's in the city's 2045 plan. And so I think that we're just really on the verge of everything coming together and moving forward, and we're really on the minds of a lot of people. I've said this before, that one of the best things about my job is knowing all this and being able to, you know, be a part of building the city and the region moving forward. One of the worst things about my job is that I don't really get to talk about all the things that are going on, because they're just, you know, a lot of them right now are just in
kind of bubbling,
those bubbling phases. Yep. And so we want to see what pans out and rises to the top before we start talking about it. Lots of stuff is confidential. And,
well, yeah, we've had EDC on a regular basis, and it was always about the frustration, because say it again, Panettone, that was probably, what, six years ago, there was this idea with Stillwater, and we've watched, because we're going on the air now 16 years, we've watched, how much Stillwater was called no water, dead water, whatever you want to call it, you know.
Yeah. Like, we're turning the page.
Yep. And it's happening.
Go out there now.
Somebody built it.
They
had the vision. They had the, you know, it just is catching up now. So, and I'm glad that, somehow through our city, we've been able to keep it and float it and make it happen because it's happening now.
Yeah, and it's a real validation. I think that's the one, the other thing.
That's
in terms
a great
of,
word.
You know, Amazon coming here is that it just validates the work that's been done in the past, and others will follow suit. So in other cities where there are Amazon distribution centers or fulfillment centers, they see an influx of warehouse and distribution partners and other companies who kind of come as a result of Amazon, because Amazon, being the company that they are, have really just signed off, right?
Well, they may say we only have one escalator, but guess what? We've got an Amazon. So, you know, and, you know, we have two Costcos and we have two In-N-Outs. Those are kind of like, woo, and, you know, that whole development up there. But when we come back, Steve Bade, I'm so happy to have Rebecca Bear, Steve Bade, and, of course, our Eric Woodstrom. So glad to have you here. When we come back, let's talk about some other great development news, kind of where we're standing with that. And this is Linda Bott on KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. And you can always hear the show back if you need to re-listen to KCNR1460.com in our archives. We'll be right back.
Celebrate the end of summer with a family barbecue on your new Green Mountain Smart Control Pellet Grill from Kent's Meat and Groceries. Grill through your home Wi-Fi network from your favorite chair or even the pool. Shop Kent's Meat Department for fresh extra lean ground chuck, whole trim tri-tip T-bone or porterhouse steaks, plus watermelon and white corn on the cob, all on sale this month along with Bud, Miller, Coors, and Pepsi products. Don't forget side dishes and salads made fresh daily from Cappy's Deli. Kent's Meat's a grocery in Cappy's Deli, 1 mile south of the Redden Airport on Airport Road. Open 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. 7 days a week, including Labor Day weekend.
Finally, transparent elections in Shasta County. Your new county clerk, Clint Curtis, needs your support now. We're having a fantastic fundraising dinner at Wind River, August 28th. Live auction, drawing, games, and of course, great people. Get your tickets now. This event will sell out. Call Patrick at 530-222-3223 or Jody at 530-510-3533. Clint Curtis, County Clerk, fundraising dinner this August 28th at Wind River. And thank you for your support.
Paid for by Clint Curtis for County Clerk 2026.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number, and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Experience the thrill of our $100,000 summer adventure. Swipe to win drawing. Weekly drawings are from June through August, Thursday, 7 to 9 p.m., where you have a chance to win exciting prizes, including free slot play and cash rewards. Have a chance to win a brand new 2025 Ford Ranger in the final drawing. By participating, you could drive away in style. For complete details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Moments at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Fire and Destruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
pump that up, baby. I like the song. I'm not sure about the tone of the voice.
She was 13 when she did.
Oh, okay. We can take that then. That's cute. Everybody went to Friday. And yeah, it is. It's Friday and we're happy about that.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm having a great time here in the studios with Rebecca Bear, Steve Bate, and Eric Woodstrom. Welcome back to this segment and, newly into the studio, brand new. How are you doing, Tricia?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Let's turn our mic up a little bit, David. We got five mics alive and well here.
Massive.
Yeah, very, very excited. New hire. Can't wait to hear about that. But before we go there, Steve, why we have you this morning, you were going to talk about this downtown, what is happening with all this fabulous development.
Yeah, so I think one of the biggest things right now is we are working with all the business owners, specifically the restaurants and the bar owners. And on Tuesday, we are going to introduce to the city council a downtown entertainment zone. And what that means is within the downtown boundary, which is generally speaking between Eureka Way and Lincoln over to Oregon Street and then over on the Pine Street Alley. That is the general parameters. And so any bar restaurant that has an ABC license will be able to serve alcohol, which includes beer, wine, spirits. And then the community can take those beverages and head on into the public right-of-way community, you know, common spaces and enjoy an event, you know, or a special, you know, space, whether it's the park, it's the downtown park, Whistle Stop Park. So it really brings, it's an attracting thing for people to come into downtown.
And for businesses.
And yeah, it'll get the businesses additional, a little bit of an economic engine. So we're hoping that council will support that on Tuesday.
I hope so.
Yeah, it would be 7 days a week, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. And so we're looking forward to it. It's something that's been introduced in California. Probably, I'd say, 6 to 8 cities have used it, and it's going very well. So we're excited to introduce that to our council.
Very Nashville. you know, and how many times have you bought a margarita, you know, and then all of a sudden you got to go? And you don't want to, like, down it. But you'd like to enjoy it. So how wonderful to be able to, if you purchase a cocktail or whatever it is, and be able to walk outside and go hear the music downtown. I think, first of all, the business are going to boom with that. And I think it's going to be more fun. You want to have like a fun downtown scene. And, you know, we think of Reading being like rolling up the, you know, they used to say the words, right? When you roll up the streets
sidewalk,
at five.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is exciting news, and I'd like to see that go for it. Now, we have Tricia in, and Tricia's a new hire, right?
She is.
Let's hear about Tricia.
Well, I'm going to introduce Tricia. She's our new director of Startup Reading. She can tell you all about her depth of knowledge in supporting startups and the passion that she has. But every time that I tell somebody that we were able to get Tricia on the team, I reach my arm behind my shoulder and pat myself on the back. She's a superstar, and we are so happy to have her on the team to really grow our Startup Reading division.
Good morning.
Okay, good morning.
Tricia, it's your turn.
Thanks, you guys, for having me. I'm so excited to really be able to keep my big toe in the economic development field and really support the startup community, support small businesses. You know, the one thing I love business. I love being in business. I'm a fourth generation entrepreneur. But I also am so passionate about public service. And the roles that I've had over the last decade, leading one of the federally designated women's business centers, and then directly with the U.S. Small Business Administration, really has fulfilled that role for me. And then when I stepped out of that role earlier this year, just a number of months ago, when Rebecca presented me with this, and I was like, I don't know that is going to work. And then she just kept talking, and she's very good at convincing people.
Yes,
and
persuasion.
Yeah, I think they call that peer pressure. But I'm so thankful that we just kept having that conversation because it's absolutely just a passion of mine to be in public service, and you know that's my mission. That's my heart work that I get to do. So to be able to do that alongside my own business is like the dream.
And we both like to have fun.
Right.
And so I promised Tricia this would be fun. But I think it was really cool that when you have two people, like we both are very interested in business, very interested in helping other people succeed, but making that fun making that a positive experience, because these people that are starting businesses, I mean, they are slogging through. Like starting a business, well, you were talking about that earlier, Linda, it's not easy.
Yeah.
Right? You just go through a lot of different stuff. So to have somebody like Tricia that has a positive attitude, that's interested in helping and serving and having fun, is going to make all the difference.
Yeah. And so we've been through those pieces, like, and you know, in many different industries and many different, you know, lifetimes of business development. So,
well, like anything, anything, like even, you know, like relationships, long time, anything can become stale. And you've got to do what you, if you can get inside yourself, what the only thing you can do is start with yourself. What am I, how's my attitude today? Am I bringing flair? Am I bringing passion, you know, to your work, to your friends, to your relationships, to your business? And the two of you, I can feel right now that you've decided we're going to bring some flair. We're going to bring some panache.
Yeah, I'm usually not the flair. But.
And we're not going to do it unless we can bring that. And I love that. So go, go, go.
Yeah. You know, it's really, it's a good place to be at in life when you get to say, like, look, it's not going to be fun for everybody involved. Like, why are we doing it? Like,
right.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, and that's where we motivate people. That's where we keep them engaged, because not all of the entrepreneurial journey is fun stuff. You got to battle unmotivation, and you got to battle a lot of stuff. So when you have support that really helps uplift and up-level, that makes all the difference in the world.
When you say battle motivation, that's great. Now, Steve, throwing it back over to you, and Eric, jump in here if you want.
Sure.
Do you want to go right to the fact that we have definitely, or you guys have scored at the airport?
Oh, certainly. Yeah, the airport is one of our prizes right now, you know, by United Airlines, you know, giving us that Denver leg in our air service has been a game changer. And I hear from so many community members, you know, I was in a meeting yesterday, and some, you know, one of the representatives of Trinity County, they're down and they're so excited about that Denver service, and that her and her husband have used it and her family. And you hear people going there for a weekend. They're going to see the Rockies and the Giants play, or they're going out to Red Rock to catch a concert. So, or they're, you know, getting that leg out to the East Coast. And so this is something Reading's been really working hard on for many years. Rebecca and I just happen to be the ones in the right spot at the right time to be able to announce that and see some of the fruits of all that labor. But, you know, it happened from a number of people before us too. It was a long road. And I have to say, I mean, even in July, we ended up breaking our record for the number of employments out there at the city, at the airport, which is huge. And, you know, it makes you a little nervous. I'm hopeful that everybody knows that, September 23rd, we are going to be shutting the airport down, and we have a very large runway project that we have to shut the airport down. So we will be shut down from September 23rd through October 20th.
Well, that's not too bad.
It's not bad, and it is 28 days.
Yeah.
For us, it seems like a long time.
Yeah, but
that, for our airline you know, service providers, they laugh
at
it.
But this is what happens with growth.
Yeah. Correct.
So everybody will, you know, just have to get a grip and realize that it's going to, you know, another runway is coming in. That this is part of the beautiful growth, right?
Part of the growth and part of keeping our airport prepared for the future.
Well, I don't think Amazon would be coming to Reading if they did not see that these are the plans in the future.
Mm-hmm.
What you know, it's this is moving forward. So, Eric, do you have any more questions? I'm throwing you on it now, right now.
Yes, you are. Well, Steve, anything else at the city you want to talk about, things that have happened or coming up?
Well, I do want to give one more plug for on the airport project.
Yes.
We are redoing the airport parking lot. That has been a long time overdue on that guy, too. And we want to make sure that everybody knows that Peter Chu is our restaurant out there.
Oh,
will
man.
Still be open.
Yes. Oh,
and
thank goodness.
Will he be open during the time?
They will be open.
Good. I'm going to go out there specifically because
maybe
of
up
that.
There tonight.
Yeah, there you go. And so we'll make sure that there's plenty of customer parking and that there's pickup areas. And they've been a great, strong tenant for us for many years and still serving that great food and drinks. So they're a great partner for the airport.
All right. So they are going to be open, although the airport is closed. So,
yeah.
We do have to take a quick break, and when we come back, I've not done any. This portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. For all your jewelry needs, we've been going to them, and they've been with us since we've been on the air going on 16 years. So, for anything that you need, watch, repair, whatever, Four Winds Jewelry. This is Linda Bott, along with my guests, Eric Woodstrom, Trisha Funk. Welcome.
Thank you.
Rebecca Bear, and of course, Steve Bade. We've got a full house. It's very exciting. David's at the helm. We'll be right back.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
The Hunts are back for two nights at Wind River Resort and Casino. Prepare yourself and your friends for the hottest male performers. Leading up the stage on Friday, August 22nd and Saturday, August 23rd. Get your tickets for only $20. Speed, Sis and Blues, $10 free slot play. Get your tickets now before they're gone. Must be 21 to attend. For tickets or complete details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN. Find your moments at Wind River Resort and Casino.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085. And check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday Mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
When you have a workers' compensation case, the insurance companies and adjusters are not on your side. Speak with an attorney to be sure you're not missing out on the benefits that you need and are entitled to. Workers' compensation is complicated. Gorman Law can help you turn a bad situation into a new opportunity. Call us at 530-262-2168. 530-262-2168. Or schedule a free consultation online at GormanComplaw.com.
Oh, yeah. No.
All right. Good way to get Friday rolling. Yes,
there we go. David's at the helm. Great, great song. We just keep bumping it up, bringing us in, bringing us out. KCNR, if you're just tuning in, this is Linda By. Carl, I would say Carl's on assignment, but Carl's actually on a horse with a bunch of guys up in Modoc. It's called the Modoc Ride.
Yes,
and you
is.
Know what? They have to be invited, and you have to fill out paperwork. You have to be vetted. It's a whole thing.
It's been going on for a long time.
Yeah, right? So grandfathers, fathers, yeah. Anyway, so he'll be back tomorrow night. Maybe he'll be back Monday
maybe
if he can walk.
Yeah, and what happens in MODOK?
Stays in MODOK. Yeah. thanks for tuning in. This is also, you can hear us on 1460 AM as well, 96.5 FM. Thanks for joining us. And we're going to just get right down to it because we don't have that much time before we take our 8 o'clock break. Rebecca Bear is with us. Tricia Funk, who is the new, what would be exactly your title again?
Director for Startup Ready.
For Startup Ready, and we're going to talk about some of the things you've got coming on. And Eric Woodstrom and Steve Bader here. Tricia, at the break, we were talking about when you were doing your startup. Can you share with our listeners exactly when you brought in, what does this mean?
With Startup Ready. So Startup Ready really is a community. It's a program of the EDC, but it really is about creating community around those entrepreneurs who are truly in those early stage phase of building business. And there's a lot of different ways that we wrap around services around that group of people, connect also to other amazing resources that are there. I think that is one of the big pieces of what we do at Startup Writing is really that connection to resources. So whether that's state or federal, I know earlier you guys were talking a little bit about GoBiz, the SBA, obviously there's a big piece of that where entrepreneurs and small business owners don't know that they have access to those sorts of resources. It's really important to me that we have great relationships with those entities that have the resources available that can really help them succeed and give them that next level of support that
they
need.
Yeah, especially when you think that you've got your business penciled out and then things happen, who knows, it could be an expense within the station or business or whatever it is that was not really thought out. You really didn't know that could happen. And then that's the SBA and how, or other facilities that you can facilitate. So
that's the
great thing about what you're doing. Now you've got a couple things coming up that are workshops or?
So some of our main tenants that we do year after year, month after month is our startup sessions. Those are, one evening, third Monday of every month, 5 to 7. And so there's always an educational component. There's always an bringing of a certain resource or hearing someone else's story or journey in that process, how they overcame certain situations of building their own business. So that's coming up this coming Monday. It'll be my first startup session that I am there leading it rather than just speaking at it, because I've spoken at it many years. So that'll be really fun. We also, and that happens every month, so it's a way to just stay plugged in, resource, network, and then also get access to information and get connected. And then we have our startup games that is something that we've done for many years, and it is a weekend-long, really just fun event where people that are entrepreneurs can come and really just get deeply connected with other entrepreneurs, but also is an amazing opportunity for people that just really want to explore what it would look like to start a business. What aspects should we be considering? And I've taught a class at the college for many years. It's like an intro to entrepreneurship. So I think that those sorts of resources and those sorts of events are so important for people that just are really in that exploration phase of what it would mean to be a business owner. What does that look
like? It's like an exercise, which is really brilliant.
It's a deep exercise.
To bring all of the realities to the table of this is what this looks like if you're going to do it.
Yeah.
Because, fairy tales do come true, but there's a lot of minutia.
And it's a really fun community-wide event where we have amazing mentors that step in and help guide the different teams that are working on business ideas. I know last year they had a high schooler that was actually one of like the final pitches. And, all of us that are in the room and sitting in as judges or there to support are like just championing these business ideas that are remarkable and are solving problems in our community that they see. And so that's really the funnest thing that comes out of that startup games, event that we do. And that's going to be late, like late October, early November is when we are doing that. I think registration is probably open any day now, if it's not already.
And you can find this information where?
ShastaEDC.org or startuprunning.org. So
if you
go to the Shasta EDC website, you'll find a ton of information.
Great information. That's a great
dashboard
website.
And, you know, just really good information. But you can get to Startup Reading through the EDC website, or you can just go to Startup Reading. And I just want to say, you know, we're exercising our entrepreneurial muscle. And a successful entrepreneurial ecosystem is really important to a healthy economy, right? And so you talk about all these events and ways that we can get people in our community to exercise the entrepreneurial muscle. Mm-hmm. Even if they never open a business, they have these skills that make them more resilient, mm-hmm. more persistent, and better employees all around, better problem solvers and better citizens for our community. So we think sometimes about these smaller things that we do, that really aren't small because they're contributing in different ways to really the overall economy.
Yeah.
And did you talk about the venture conference?
We could touch on venture conference. So we had venture conference this year after a couple year hiatus due to COVID, and just getting back on our feet with that event. And we bring basically, startups that are a little further along than the folks we work with at Startup Reading, into the same room with investors. And these are real investors, angel investors, or some venture capital in that room, and they pitch, these companies pitch Shark Tank style.
Oh, I love it.
To the room.
And we like to witness that.
We do that all day, and the investors call that the entertainment, you know, it's fun for them.
Oh, yeah.
To put these folks on the spot. But to be in that room, this past May, and to see how that event goes down in Reading was absolutely incredible because these were really big ideas. We had people come up from Sacramento. We have a wonderful group, here called the Shasta Angels and you know, Angel Investment Group. We should have them on.
We have had them on probably incognito.
We
know who some of those people are.
Yeah, and so you know.
And then what's the final prize?
And this year the final prize was $10,000 to the winning pitch.
Yep.
And we had some audience participation awards, you know, as well. And there's one company, Yolando from the Salt Cave, actually started this product at the Startup Games last year. They're called Snuggle Stuffies.
Ew.
And essentially she has this salt blend, this proprietary salt blend that helps with breathing and respiration. That product took off locally with some folks here. She developed it. She's, you know, working with retailers, national level retailers, to get these products into stores. And she's producing them, you know, here in Reading. So this is, we're on the verge of seeing a success story with Yolando and the Salt Cave and the Snuggle Stuffies idea. She won the audience vote.
Oh, man.
Audience choice.
And the seeds of a number of businesses have started not only with Startup Reading, but then through the Venture Conference and moving on.
Yeah. When is the Venture Conference?
So we did it in May last year. Okay. We probably do it a little bit earlier. This coming in 2026. Okay. So look for that event in April or May.
So much fun.
We're going to get through Startup Games and, that event is open on Friday night to the public, where we get to hear the ideas of all the people that want to pitch that, you know, that idea for people to work on. And then that event actually closes with a little Shark Tank style pitch to a panel of judges. And that's another fun piece. And that's open to the community as well.
This is great. Yeah. This is great. Well, thank you all for being here. And Eric, you're going to hang out with me because we've got House of Realty will be here at 8:00 talking about there's 300 more homes on the market. They had a low inventory for a long time. Now, boom, it's happening. So we're in this resurgence, and I think that we are going to be having our loans that there's going to be some kind of change that's happening. Has they announced that yet, Eric? Do you know?
Reducing interest rates?
Yeah.
Not yet, but
yeah,
I
yeah.
think it's got a lot of energy.
Yeah, it's got a lot of energy moving forward.
One leading energy.
Yeah. So
energy bunny.
Steve, we all know that you're super busy. Steve, do you have any closing thoughts?
Well, I would mention that, you know, keep watching Stillwater. There's another escrow coming up that's getting ready to close.
Ooh.
And yeah, it's a nice local partner commitment. And I think if you saw the dirt this week out, you know, moving out there, I think you're going to see
Has it been an announcement?
More.
Has it?
Not yet. There's, and just to tag on what Steve's saying too, we've got one that closing is, you know, coming any time. We're working with another startup company, Fabric Mass Timber. You can check them out online. The Record Searchlight did an awesome article kind of featuring them. They're going to be the first mass timber manufacturing facility in the state of California, right here in Redding. And they've got two lots, you know, in
Stillwater.
So we're moving.
Fantastic. Yeah. And then you will make an announcement here, of course, when it comes to, you know, the other breaking ground business. Yeah. Thank you so much for joining us, Trish. This will be great. And Rebecca Baer and Steve Bade, thank you so much for this morning. It was very encouraging and very positive. 8:30 ground is the ribbon cutting for
the Grange.
The Grange
Co-op.
up on Lake Boulevard.
Lake Boulevard, the Shopco, old Shopco Center.
Yeah, thanks a lot, guys. Have a beautiful Friday and a great weekend.
Thank you. I'm only halfway done.
All right, you're only halfway done. That's right. We'll be right back after these messages on KTNR.
Thank you.
KTNR, Shasta Redding.
Demonstration for its takeover of the D.C. Police Department.
Washington, D.C. challenged Donald Trump's police takeover in court after his administration named the DEA administrator as the new emergency police chief. D.C.'s attorney general accused the president of going far beyond his legal authority and asked a judge to keep control of the police department in district hands. Brian Schwab described the administration's actions as unlawful and the gravest threat to home rule that the nation's capital has ever faced. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Looking to end the war in Ukraine, President Trump is sounding an optimistic note heading into today's meeting with Russia's Vladimir Putin.
I think President Putin will make peace. I think President Zelensky will make peace. We'll see if they can get along. And if they can, it'll be great.
If today's Alaska meeting goes well, Mr. Trump expects at least one more meeting to follow. Close to 2 million and counting, the number of illegal aliens, Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem says, have self-deported since President Trump took office back in January. California Governor Newsom has a plan aimed at getting Democrats 5 more seats in the House. Voters will pass judgment on the redrawn congressional maps in November. On Wall Street this morning, stocks have been mixed. They are this hour, the Dow trading about 30 points higher, while the NASDAQ Composite Index is down 92 points, and the S&P 17 points in the red. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. You work hard, you build wisely, your home has become one of your greatest assets. If you're staying put this summer, this might be the perfect time to put that equity to work. Whether it's funding a second home, helping your kids get their start, or simply creating more margin in your financial life, Mike and Brian at Fellowship Home Loans are the only ones I trust to guide you through it. They've done loans for my family. They tailor every loan to fit your goals. Fellowship is a direct lender and operates with your best interest in mind. If you're looking to access your equity through a refi or exploring a HELOC for some cash this summer for a second property or maybe tackle those updates you've been putting off, start with people you trust, people I trust. Go to fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG, fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG, or call 800-510-MIKE, 800-510-6453, Fellowship Home Loans. Mortgage lending by the book.
Nationwide Mortgage Bankers, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 819382.
Ahead of today's Trump-Putin summit in Alaska, Britain's Prime Minister has met with Ukraine's President in London.
Keir Starmer welcomed President Volodymyr Zelensky in a show of the UK's support for Ukraine a day before a critical US-Russia summit is set to take place in Alaska. The two embraced warmly outside Starmer's offices at 10 Downing Street without making any comments. An hour later, Starmer walked Zelensky back to his waiting car, and the two leaders shared another embrace. Both Zelensky and Europe leaders have worried the bilateral US-Russia meeting would leave them and their interests sidelined, and that any conclusions reached could favour Moscow and leave Ukraine and Europe's future security in jeopardy. I'm Charles de Lefebvre.
Crews are searching for missing people in a remote village in Indian-controlled Kashmir following flash flooding caused by torrential rains. Teams of disaster management officials, police, and soldiers, helped by local villagers, are scouring devastated Himalayan villages. Townhall.com. Here's a feel-good story on a Friday.
A retired Michigan auto worker got a Facebook message this summer from a stranger. Did you lose your wallet?
That message resolved a mystery that had lasted more than 10 years. Minnesota mechanic Chad Volk found Richard Guilford's wallet under the hood of a Ford Edge, tucked under the air filter box. It had fallen out of his shirt pocket in 2014 when he was working at a Ford factory in suburban Detroit. The wallet still had $15, Guilford's driver's license, and gift cards. Volk mailed it to him. Guilford said, "This restores your faith in humanity." Keith Peters, Washington.
He was one of Delaware's most successful politicians. Former Republican governor and Congressman Mike Castle has died. Castle never lost a race until his stunning upset in a 2010 U.S. Senate primary. He was 86. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
And good morning and welcome to this Friday edition of KCNR Free Fire Radio. This is Linda Bott, and in with me this morning, sitting in Carl's seat, is Eric Woodstrom.
Good morning, Linda. Wow, yes. That was a good first hour.
Oh, my gosh.
Way to kick off a Friday.
It was fantastic.
We got another good hour ahead of us.
I love our community, yeah. And that was just a representation of great things. And at 8:30, is the ribbon cutting for a brand new business, second in California, decided to take a new business,
yep.
And go into Shopko's old space, which is pretty fantastic. Let me go quickly to the weather.
Yeah.
Oh, before we do that, someone who was my co-host on Wednesday.
Oh,
and she is amazing.
She is
Vice President of Investments from Stifel. That's Stifel, yes. And we're talking about our one and only Susan Eastman, financial advisor. Tell us what's happening on Wall Street. Good morning.
Good morning. Well, the major averages are mixed this morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down, or up 7 points at 44,919. The S&P 500 is off 18 points at 6,449. And the NASDAQ Composite is down 77 points at 21,632. Active stocks this morning, Open Door Technology up 36 cents, trading at $3.40. Intel positive 70 cents at $24.57 per share. New Holdings Limited up $1.32 at $13.34. NVIDIA down $2.71, trading at $179.32. In the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is priced yield 4.29%. Over to commodities, gold is up $8 an ounce at $3,342. Silver down 9 cents at $37.90 per ounce. The crude oil is very low this morning at $62 a barrel, but that means our gas is lower. So that's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman, First Vice President Investment, Stifel Nicolaus & Company, member SIPC and NYSC for KCNR.
Thank you so much, Susan. Thank you for joining us here on Free Fire Radio on Wednesday. You just have such great insight. So thanks for always calling in and telling us on Friday what's happening in the market.
Thank you. Have a great weekend, everybody.
You too.
Take
you
care,
too.
Susan.
Yeah, she's pretty incredible.
Yes,
and it was great. So I had Susan on Wednesday.
Okay.
I had Judy Maxwell.
Oh, goodness.
Yesterday.
Yeah.
And what, although Judy has a department too within her company that's investments,
right.
She
She's
is
insurance.
Also an expert on insurance.
Yes,
so you
she
can,
is.
You, she was talking about Medicare, and the different, like, open your mail. Her big takeaway was open your mail. And that would be for the different rules that are changing. Yes, and A, B, C, D, and
yes.
what happened, because my girlfriend who moved to Texas was saying, what is going on with these people? You know, with her friends were asking her about that. So how are you doing today, Eric Woodstrom?
I'm doing great, Linda. It's good to be here.
Yeah.
It's been a little while since I've been co-hosting with you, but it's nice that Carl's out on the MODOK tribe ride.
Yes, and you
I
know,
just looked that up. 84 years that's been
84,
going.
84, okay.
They call that a cultural experience. You'll have to ask him how culturally experienced he comes back.
Well, a lot of the guys,
yeah.
And I guess because of the, it's interesting because, you know, the whole woke laws.
Yes.
Women should be included. Well, women decided, I don't want to be on this ride.
Yeah, it's probably. Your,
and I think
smart,
it's like, yeah. I just kind of really, you know, maybe you and I are the same age. We grew up in the 70s. You know, let a guy have a guy's club and let a girl have a girl's club and let a woman have a swim team and a guy, you know.
If they want to have a weekend, have a weekend.
Let a dude, yes, yes. Women don't have to be super included on everything. So, anyway, let's talk about you a little bit because, well, let me do the weather.
Sure,
let me do the weather real fast.
Do the weather.
Well, okay, it's currently 77 degrees already. It's going to be around 99 today.
Yes.
So we just kind of, it really went up quickly this morning. 71 tonight. Looks like this weekend quickly, 91 degrees, mostly sunny, then slight chance of thunderstorms Saturday. Saturday night calls for chance of showers with overnight lows of 71. And now Sunday, slight chance of showers, then mostly sunny with 87. Love that.
Yeah.
64 on Sunday night. So that's the night you go out and after you've done work around the yard and you can enjoy being outside.
It'd be cool.
You know,
cooling off in the evening and have a nice.
There you go. Weather is brought to you by our friends out in Anderson at Shasta Gas Propane. Another incredible business.
Yes.
You know, that was started here. Hard work. I mean, when you hear about the Kinney, you know, driving around in a truck that didn't have a bottom on the floor and they had a makeshift seat. That's how they started, just from hard work.
Just
now,
hard work.
Now three generations.
Yeah, a lot of businesses like that in our community.
And I love mom and pop businesses
that
are generational.
Hard, just add back to the community, not only in what they do, but also in jobs and employment and with their customers, making them successful.
Well, you've
really
been in banking for many, many years.
Yes.
And let's just talk about the fact that you, when I had reconnected with you, you were president at that time of Five Star Bank.
Yes.
And so, but before that, you've been so involved with seeing businesses come and go and grow.
Well, that's the
instrumental in growing in Reading.
Yes. I mean, I think that's the, and that's what makes you as a banker happy, I guess. Feel successful is when you look around at the companies that maybe you were able to help a little bit through a loan or through sitting down and talking about a plan and giving them some ideas of who to talk to, putting their team together, their accounting people, their legal people, and maybe a banker to help get it either started or taking it to the next level. And so, you know, I retired a couple of years ago from banking. We spent about 24 years in
Golden Valley.
Golden Valley, yes. And then Five Star. And previous to that, North Valley before it was purchased. And so it's been a lot of fun. It's been fun to be part of the community to be able to help in some ways with businesses and people in the community, everything from their first car to their first home to, you know, building a business and growing it. So,
well, the Reading Rodeo highlighted Golden Valley as the sponsor of the year.
Yes, they did. I saw that.
Yeah, so fantastic. And you just showed me a picture of some of your.
Well, that was I was out at the groundbreaking.
Yes,
I've been on the board
for the
Amazon.
All right.
Yeah, the new Amazon distribution facility out at Stillwater.
Yeah, for our listeners that just maybe are tuning in now.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah. Yes. For Wednesday.
There was a groundbreaking. The city of Reading, the Shasta EDC collaborated over many years to bring in, with our developer Panettone, bring in an Amazon distribution. It's been a long road.
This is big news.
Yeah,
I mean, it's like the big news.
Yes, and so this
is a lot of big news.
What
but
they
this
call
is huge.
Their last mile distribution. So products will be sourced at their large inventory facilities down the valley in the Sacramento and Woodland area, and then it'll be up here and then distributed through the last mile facility that they're building here. Let's see, it's going to be about 100 full-time jobs. I forget exactly how big the building is, but I think a couple acres under a warehouse building and distribution. And then there's another 150 or so jobs that this will create through, you know, all the vans that you see around are contracted.
Oh, are they?
Yeah, they're not necessarily owned by Amazon. They're contracted.
So a person would buy a van.
Yeah, or buy a route, or buy a distribution route, and then.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah, and so it just feeds on itself.
Oh my gosh!
Having a
I'd be curious to have somebody like that on.
Yeah.
the heir. Maybe if you find out somebody who...
Probably find out who has the primary...
Yeah, it's almost like you have a franchise, a little mini franchise.
Yep. Yep.
And you just have to keep your, you know, you have to follow the rules about this is what the, this is their, you know, the signature and the paint and all this has to be a certain, you know, whatever that is. But that's your vehicle, and then you're going to pick it up and deliver it, the stuff.
Yep.
Wow.
When I was out at the groundbreaking, being on the board of the EDC, and I was their chairman a couple years ago when we hired Rebecca. She's been great, you know, as a leader on
EDC. She's been a great addition, yes.
And then, I've been active in a few other things, you know, volunteering time, giving back to this community that's been so good to us. So
You can't just retire because you're not retired. So you're extremely active and
too much sometimes.
And got your,
ask
you know,
my wife.
Well, she's. It's like you guys are a great team.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And Camille, if you're listening, we just. I adore you, and it's just a mover and a shaker, but in a way that isn't, you know, like that can have a certain kind of connotation in one's eyes.
Yeah.
When you say mover and a shaker, but when you can shake things up and move things, then you can break that down, and that can mean good things.
Yeah. Let's see. I think I can talk about this too. Another organization I've been involved in was Members First Credit Union. So, as a board member, they asked me when I retired from banking to be a board member. And that's a volunteer position. I've been on the board now for a little over a year, but they, announced earlier this year that they were being acquired by Rogue, Credit Union out of, Medford. And so if you're a member of Members First, you probably recently in the mail received a ballot to vote on the merger, which I think is really exciting. It'll bring some power and strength to the financial services at, you know, kind of at a different level, different than commercial banking, which is where I've been historically. The credit union industry is a nonprofit. It's legally a nonprofit. The board are volunteers. And it, you know, provides services mostly to individuals. Businesses can also bank with a credit union, but so that's exciting. That's going to happen. I think that assuming we get through all the approvals, that'll happen by the end of the year. So it'd actually be good to get their CEO on.
We should just have you on once a month, and then you set up somebody that you, because you know you're like we said, we would talk about moving and or just, you know, all these different organizations to bring in people that we don't meet.
Yeah.
But that the community needs to know about.
It's having impact on the community.
And they're doing something of a great idea. They're doing something that shows highlights our in let our people know that. This is not just about political naysay. We want our community. We live in our community.
Yep.
We buy in our community. We try to support our community every way we can to let people know. Because if somebody's tuning in, it's almost like when they talk about we have a lack of doctors, and doctors' wives really make the decisions. And they're looking and they're saying, well, if you're reading about crime or you're seeing that there's like a homeless or whatever it is, the statistics, and you're looking at there's only one escalator. It depends on your life choice. Like, we've got great schools. Yes. I mean, let's just look at the schools.
We've got a community to be proud of, I think.
We really do.
And you know, in the 26 years we've lived up here, watching the changes, you know, and every community has a few bumps along the way. We certainly have had some too, both from a national level economically or, you know, an impact on state and local level. But I think that all in all, you know, we have a great community. It's thriving. It's growing. There's a lot of really good things happening, and there's a lot of energy, for people, you know, from companies like, you know, to continue to make our community better.
We're going to take a break, and we went overtime on that. I'm sorry. KCNR 96.5 FM. We'll be back and give some love to our sponsors.
Yes.
Most everyone knows that Orchard Nutrition Center has a big selection of vitamins and supplements, a fresh bakery and deli, organic groceries, and certified organic produce from Shasta County and surrounding areas. What I know is, my mom loves shopping at Orchard Nutrition Center. Her motto, you are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. She says that all the time. Personally, I believe her. As a kid, I like things that are sweet. So when she comes home with farm fresh local fruit, trust me, it's sweet. Mom loves all the local veggies. And Dad, he likes meat. Orchard carries locally grown, 100% grass-fed beef. So guess what? Dad's even eating healthy, and he doesn't even know it. If you haven't been to Orchard Nutrition, you owe it to yourself and the ones you love. Just remember what my mom says. You are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. It all starts at Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., 7 days a week.
Are you ready for the ultimate slapdown? Slap Wars returns to the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Join Heartbot Productions for this battle of the hang on Saturday, September 13th. Watch it all while these Slap Warriors face off to be the last Slappers standing. Tickets for this thrilling competition start at $35. Must be 21 to attend. Tickets include $10 in free slot play. For tickets or complete details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
When the North State weather takes its toll on your roof, trust the experts who know the best. Hunter Roofing has been protecting homes and businesses throughout the North Valley for over 70 years. Our certified team delivers quality workmanship using premium materials built to withstand our hot summers and wet winters. Free estimates, competitive pricing, and a commitment to excellence that's made us Redding's most trusted roofing company. Continuing our legacy of craftsmanship and reliability, Hunter Roofing. Call us at 530-999-5622. 530-999-5622.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air. Attention veterans. Did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Hey, Redding, say big on Black Bear Diner's new basket bundles. Get your paws on a choice of sandwich, side, and drink for only $11. A great meal at a great price. Basket bundles, now available at Black Bear Diner. Be sure to stop by for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Black Bear Diner just added 4 brand new and 4 returning classics to the menu. Black Bear Diner, 2205 Hilltop Drive. Get big value and so many choices at Black Bear Diner.
Black Bear Diner.
All right.
We'd like to have that, turn that up. I'm all about bringing the music on loud. Yeah. I like to just come in with, like, it's Friday. How are you doing? Thank you for joining us. We love when you tune in. We just have had a great, fast-moving Friday morning here. And I'm not sure. Maybe Cameron, maybe the Middletons, maybe House of Realty sent an email or something, an emergency happened to Carl. Carl's up in the mountains. He's off grid. But I'm here with Eric Woodstrom hosting with me. And, he is just, you know, I always just get so much great energy with you.
Well, thank you.
You're my go-to
and
guy.
And you too. You kind of get it out of me. I'm not always one that, you know, speaks up like I do
really?
When I'm around you.
Oh my God. I would never think that. So, yeah, because we're just, we have a banter. And we're honest, because I feel like, you know, your people around you. I grew up with a family that was just, what are you wearing that for?
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't like, oh, you're so wonderful. It was like, bump it up, kid.
Yep.
Get out there and weed. Who do you think you are?
Yep.
So there's a, you know, we grew up with working hard. You know, you and I are from the same.
Yep.
We're from the same hardworking.
Cut from the same cloth, I think.
I think we are, yeah. And so anyway, we have this can-do. We have a can-do.
We do.
And many of the kids that we went to school with really have gone and done wonderful things. And it doesn't necessarily mean our school, but let's go back into our community. But first, let me do a quick shout-out to Shasta Regional. Get care now for non-life-threatening emergencies. Use Get Care Now to reserve an ER treatment time. Wait from the comfort and safety of home and arrive at the projected treatment time using Get Care Now is quick and easy. You can visit the website and click Get Care Now tab so you can go to Shasta Regional Medical Center and online and make that happen. So they've been a great sponsor of ours through the years. And, you really want your hospitals to succeed.
And we're fortunate to have two that do a great job.
Actually, three patients.
Excuse me. Yes, three.
I love all three.
They all serve a role. They all,
Yeah, and I heard the Dignity bought, what is the name where you go get your scans? I can't think of it right now. Where you go get your... I can't even, gosh darn it, on Court Street. MD Imaging.
Yes, they are now the owner of MD Imaging, have been for a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so that's part of what they provide. You know, they bought the Cancer Care Consultants and many years ago and have taken that to their new cancer center, given to the community to their new cancer center that it is under construction.
Right.
I mean, a lot of really amazing stuff. You talked about, and I'll go back just a little bit to our earlier, the EDC, and the doctors. Doctor retention. We developed a program. Rebecca did actually kicked it off a bit last year in her first year here, what we call First Friends program.
Oh, yes.
Yes. And so that's been kind of quietly under the radar, but it's what it was intended to help professionals. The professional companies here in town help with that, with the spouse or, the significant other of somebody that's being attracted for a job and taking them and introducing them, showing the positive things in our community that are important for them. So.
And it would take someone, like we have a mutual friend, her name is Anique.
Yes.
And she talk about somebody who's a network queen.
Yes.
And, she's married to George Dome, who is the ENT here, and I'm sure she wouldn't mind me saying this at all, but I hear she has so many names.
Yes.
That she talks about, was so-and-so from 15, 20, 30 years ago.
Because she's so well-respected because
how many groups that she's been involved with, helping in the community, and how she's connected people that have come and
she's
then end up staying here.
Valuable in that respect for, especially in our medical community, but in the professional community too, connecting people, helping them be introduced to our area.
Right, because you would think, what are your interests? Somebody's coming out of, it is a little bit of a culture shock when you can't just run down to a Nordstrom's or you can't go, I don't know, whatever your deal is, get the best bagels or whatever it is. There's certain things, but you have trade-offs.
Yep.
So, first of all, you don't have traffic.
Right.
And then you have your kids in great schools.
In great schools.
And then you can go to the lake. If you're not an outside person, you don't like the lake. There's so many things that you can do. We have golf. We can golf.
We've got golf.
Yes.
We've got our river trails, bike trails.
Yes.
A lot of easy outdoor
wonderful
activities.
Wonderful gyms. Easy ride. We've got yoga. We've got a great Y. Oh my gosh, our YMCA is fantastic.
Yeah.
So, I was thinking, Eric, and I wanted to share, with our listeners, when we have on these schools from UPrep and Shasta High and all of these, charter schools.
Most of the public schools started this week.
And exactly. Yeah. And when they come on and they do, we interview those kids that are going to be in musicals. Each one of those kids steps up to the mic and they take direction. And we ask some of them, what grade are you in? And where they're going. It is impressive.
Amazingly impressive.
Very impressive.
Yep.
Yeah. So you, you know, I'm just encouraging that you bring on these people through all of the organizations that you're involved in, and what you're seeing, what, and highlight that person. You were mentioning a name earlier on with somebody who's doing great work.
On the, with the credit union?
Yes.
Carolyn Redland is the CEO of Members First, has been their CEO for 3-4 years and is helping, you know, putting these two together. She'll have a leadership role, on the combined also, but we should have her on. I think it'd be good to have her talk on, maybe she brings someone from Rogue with her and talk about the benefits to our community and the members of what we're doing at the credit union. I think that'd be.
Now you, I remember you helped launch, the Saab dealership. Didn't you? The, I believe I'm not, hope I'm not.
Subaru.
Sorry.
Yes. No, well, yeah,
Subaru, thank you.
Yeah, it was purchased. It was a dormant dealership and it was purchased by a local, person that also has the Kia.
Right.
And so they brought the Subaru across the street. You know, I helped in a little way. We helped finance both those dealerships, the Kia dealership and the Subaru dealership. And they're owned by a local family.
Well, you know, when I say launch, I mean, it takes a team.
No, it does take a team.
It takes a team.
It takes capital, it takes some faith in them and hard work for the people that
own
the company.
Right. And believe in the fact that, you know, when, you know, I know for us, when we, and I share this with people, when we had this loan in order to start KCNR, and turn it into talk radio, all we had basically, and we'll talk about that when we come back, was the faith, determination, figuring out a lineup, and our local shows. Our local shows, some of which have been with us since day one.
For 16 years.
Yes.
Amazing.
All right. So we'll be right back. So, Eric, thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure.
We'll be right back here on KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Turkey. Welcome back. We're just having a big old time here.
Good morning.
Linda Bott. How are you? Carl's, you know, I would say he's not on assignment because he's up in the mountains with the MODOC run on horse. But they're off grid completely. So what happened is, and welcome back to the show, and Eric Woodstrom is here as my co-host.
And good morning, Linda. It's good to be here.
Yeah, I just, you know,
Seat to sit in,
no,
Carl.
No. Yeah, but you got a handle. So you're always my go-to guy. I always call you first. Like, do you want to do this?
Thank you.
Anyway, and you're always game, so thank you. So Cameron Middleton, we talked about House of Realty, and Rebecca Barrow hung around a little bit, but I didn't know because he texted Carl. He's homesick with this crud that's going around. And his dad had an appointment he couldn't get out of. So Cameron would have been at the helm, you know, as hosting, talking about stats and everything. And so I called him at the break because I sent him saying, where are you? Why aren't you here? Well, he texted me. I'm in the middle of the show. I didn't really look over here at my phone. So Cameron, we're thinking about you, but what we're going to do right now, and Eric is looking it up, that you've got stats of what's happening, what's going on in the real estate market here in the North State.
Yes. And Cameron, commented on mostly on the residential side, and, the message that he wanted to get out, and we both get the same statistical sheet, is that inventory's up, meaning more homes listed. Sales are slowing down. There's 937 homes listed as of Thursday, August 7th.
And that number was like about six.
Yes.
3 months ago.
Yes, and has been quite a bit lower. It's kind of growing.
Right.
I think that's an indication that prices are kind of reaching a point where, you know, there's an equilibrium between what the sellers want and the buyers.
Mm-hmm.
It's getting more of a buyer's market, for those that are buying in the $600,000 to $800,000 range, which is used to be pretty active. There's only 14 sales in May, 14 in June, and only 7 in July. So those are slowing down. There's 9 months of supply at that level. That's kind of the move up market. The entry level market, there's still a lot of them available. And we talk about interest rates. You know, there's a lot of speculation. I think there's a lot of pressure with some of the indicators that the Federal Reserve use, you know, to strongly consider moving rates down. Who knows when? I think that the prevailing thought is it will happen. It's a matter of timing. But I think there's a lot more pressure now than there was even 60, 90 days ago with the recasting of the job numbers and some of the other things. Remember, the Fed primarily looks at two indicators. One's inflation. And then the others, the job market, as the input for making decision on rates. There's a lot of pressure to reduce rates. So that's kind of
so. We hear. I know you're
not
because somebody's been playing with a thermometer.
Aha.
Or the thermostat, excuse me.
And the thermometer.
Because I always like, I believe in having a cold studio.
Yeah.
It's it motivates you more. And all of a sudden I'm looking there and it popped off.
Wait a second.
I don't know why. So we're up at 77 in here and I usually keep it like
that's
at
why
60.
I was sweating.
Yes, I know.
Sitting next to Linda.
I know. Are we, what's happening here? Are we nervous? No, it's hot in the studio and I don't know who's been playing with it, but I'm mad. So I'm going to be I'm going to put one of those cages.
Well, there you go.
One of those little things, like a screen, like do not touch it. Your hand's going to get burned and cut.
Yeah.
I'll cut your fingers off if you touch it again. Because I know Carl likes to keep it up at nighttime, but daytime we need it low. Anyway, going back to the rates and, you know, it shows that some people are moving out of California. They get frustrated and they look at other states. But I can guarantee you right now, I just want to share that, and I probably have said this a couple times, and maybe our listeners heard it, maybe they didn't, was that I went to go visit a girlfriend of mine who is in Orange County. Nothing about wanting to have grass and outside and animals like that. But she moved from Orange County down in Huntington Beach to Texas.
Oh, goodness.
And in one of the growing areas of Texas. And then I joined up another girlfriend that lives in her family's home where her grandparents had a big farm that was another part of East Texas. So that was a different feeling because that still like reminds me of the hometown that has not been developed. Well, those areas right outside, all about 45 minutes outside of Dallas, all the way around it, are turning into what we look at Las Vegas, Henderson.
Yes.
When you fly over and you see house after house after house,
and there's
airports being built.
No delineation between cities or towns or anything.
No.
Yeah.
And so, and
it's a different environment.
And a scratchy throat because, the whole time I was there because of the fact that the land is being kicked up constantly with this.
Yeah.
Development. And then I was wondering, like, where is all this brick coming from? Is it being made locally or is it actually coming from overseas?
Yeah.
It made me wonder.
Who knows? I don't know.
How quickly you develop these places.
Yeah, I've been curious, you know, for a long time that Texas market and the Tennessee market is another, you know, kind of focal point or Idaho for 20 years. And one of the allures was, you know, quite a bit less expensive housing. And I'm not sure how, you know, a 2x4 costs about the same everywhere you go. I think it's the labor market that drives the cost, the differences in cost between those markets. But then when you look at some of the other costs and, you know, those that are seriously considering changing location out of California to one of those, do their homework. The difference overall in cost, especially if you're going to own a home, is not real significant. Real estate property taxes are much higher in most of those places than they are here. They may, you know, like Nevada doesn't have a state income tax, but then their real estate taxes are not like ours. Ours are limited by Prop 13 that goes back to a long time, 40, 50 years. And other municipalities aren't. And so, you know, people talk about it, and I get it. You know, we all get frustrated with some of the stuff we read about California, but I'll tell you, when I'm driving out of town, you know, I've been in town all day, and I drive to our house, which is a couple miles out of town. Once I get out of town and I don't look back, none of that matters. Nothing that happens politically matters because it doesn't affect day to day, much of what we do,
right,
and we just live in a great place,
right. Okay. And I drive down to Sacramento. I mean, like our hometown, and I drive down to, you know, my brother lives close to where our high school was, and my parents live in Granite Bay. And I can tell you, as soon as I hit the Yolo County Bridge, it just starts to cluster, and it's ruder. People
it's
are
different.
Not as there. Yeah. It's just different. I mean, I always call like the soccer moms like. I call them the crack soccer moms that are like buzzing around being rude in their electric vehicles. Like, what? We both, can't you be courteous in a parking lot?
Yeah.
So, different mindset.
Different mindset.
And that's what I love. I hope that we always work on, and that's what I love about doing this kind of show, is that, like, what we learned this morning is that you could still be kind and considerate and be gracious within your community.
Yes. And we really have, I mean, you've touched on it. We've touched on it a bunch on the last hour and a half or so. There's a lot of champions in our community for businesses and people, you know, whether it's like the EDC, the city of Reading, even, you know, helping, working hard. They were working close with Amazon and the developer, Panattoni, and the EDC. The EDC is contracted with the city to help promote Stillwater. And so, you know, to get this over the line quickly and do a great job. And so, you know, you don't get that in a lot of places. And we've got a lot of champions in our community for business and people. And I think that's kind of what sets us apart.
Right. Well, we're going to take a break here, an early break, but we wanted to remind everybody that the ribbon cutting happened at 8:30, but we do have a new, brand new business, and we're going to talk about a couple businesses that are for sale.
Yes.
That are, people are encouraged to maybe come in and look at some of those, like some of the longstanding, it's like the family, it's like the Mosleys. The Mosleys, sad to say, I couldn't get by there last night, was what they call it, the reverse ribbon cutting. I love how Todd talked about that. It's positive. They've done so much in our community, still doing stuff in our community. Mimi's so active. And, you know, it's like anything else. There's a season, a reason, and they did a beautiful job with their wine, their winery, and their, what they've done, and then they closed their doors last night.
Yeah.
And we wish them well on their new endeavors.
Whatever's next. Yeah,
whatever's
ahead of them.
And so, regarding new businesses coming, it's the Grange Co-op, located up there on 55 Lake Boulevard. That's within the Raley Shopping Center. And all day long, there's going to be promotions, raffles, giveaways. And it'll be through August 24th, giving customers plenty of time to enjoy great deals throughout the store. So that's exciting.
Yeah, I think so.
And when we come back, we're going to talk about a couple businesses in Reading that are for sale.
Yes.
Okay, how about
you
that? We'll be right back after these messages. Right. Eric Wittstrom is at the helm. This is Linda Bott on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio, always streaming live on KCNR1460.com.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Celebrate the end of summer with a family barbecue on your new Green Mountain Smart Control Pellet Grill from Kent's Meat and Groceries. Grill through your home Wi-Fi network from your favorite chair or even the pool. Shop Kent's Meat Department for fresh extra lean ground chuck, whole trim tri-tip T-bone or porterhouse steaks, plus watermelon and white corn on the cob, all on sale this month along with Bud, Miller, Coors, and Pepsi products. Don't forget side dishes and salads made fresh daily from Cappy's Deli. Kent's Meat and Grocery in Cappy's Deli, 1 mile south of the Reading Airport on Airport Road. Open 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. 7 days a week, including Labor Day weekend.
Finally, transparent elections in Shasta County. Your new county clerk, Clint Curtis, needs your support now. We're having a fantastic fundraising dinner at Wind River, August 28th. Live auction, drawing, games, and of course, great people. Get your tickets now. This event will sell out. Call Patrick at 530-222-3223 or Jody at 530-510-3533. Clint Curtis, County Clerk, fundraising dinner this August 28th at Wind River. And thank you for your support.
Paid for by Clint Curtis for County Clerk 2026.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Experience the thrill of our $100,000 summer adventure. Swipe to Win Drawing. Weekly drawings are from June through August, Thursday, 7 to 9 p.m., where you have a chance to win exciting prizes, including free slot play and cash rewards. Have a chance to win a brand new 2025 Ford Ranger in the final drawing. By participating, you could drive away in style. For complete details, visit winriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment Sessions at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Are you tired of your business insurance expenses going up and up? Surprisingly, there is some relief here in California. The workers' compensation market in California is the hottest it's been in years. Companies are offering huge discounts on some worker compensation policies, and if your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation insurance lately, you're paying too much. Siskiyou Insurance Services deals with some of the best insurance companies in California, not only for business insurance, but also workers' compensation insurance, too. Hartford, Travelers, Liberty, and more. Real estate agencies, smoking hot rates. Lawyers, some of the best rates in California. Doctor's offices and dentist offices, we have the companies. And contractors, we can write your comp too. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services today if you want to save money on your business insurance portfolio. If your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation this year, you can by calling Siskiyou Insurance in Redding, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
It was on the streets of Pinar del Rio. You remember the smell of her hair. You thought, white gardenias. You shared dinner, then coffee. Then came that beautiful aroma of the cigar. You forgot her name, but not the cigar. La Roma de Cuba, mi amor. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
No pensé que fueras.
Do you love that commercial? Oh my God, Tobacco and Brew. Oh, Jay, he is great.
Yes.
Some people say, oh my God, I love that commercial.
That's a good one.
I love it. Crackmaster Windshield and Repair brings us, speaking of, you know, we talk about community veteran-owned. Veteran-owned, because this is a veteran-owned business. And, you know, we've got several, and one is Crackmaster Windshield and Repair. And right now, I mean, I'm driving around with a windshield that he's just recently repaired that was, I'm driving down to 73 and boom, you know, a rock. And I got one the other day and I was like, where is it? Where is it? Well, it didn't quite hit the crack, but it was a chip and I'm glad I took it to him because he said, no, this is not a surface chip. This is a chip that goes, you know,
through.
He called it a name, and I can't think of the name.
Okay.
But
and it's the beginning of a problem.
It's the beginning of a problem, and especially when we have the heat and the air conditioning, and that's when they expand, and they grow. And you do not want to be on the you don't want to be on the road. You don't want to be on a vacation when all of a sudden, because now you're doing an emergency. We talk about this is. You take care of your chips and your cracks. So
right.
Jeff at Crackmaster Windshield Repair knows the ins and outs of proper windshield repair. He's been repairing windshields for years and is Bureau of Automotive Repair approved. Don't fool around with your family safety. So you want to hit them, hit Jeff, and he'll give you a free evaluation, which is really important. He's a master. You won't be disappointed. He's located at 3208 Market Street. Now, I would say it's kind of a kitty corner to Sweeties because it's on that white building when you're coming out of there where the Y happens, and he's just kind of a little bit there to the right. And you've got to look for it. But that's 3208. You can give him a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment today.
Wonderful.
Wonderful.
Wonderful. What do you want to talk about?
We were going to talk about businesses.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
We talked to Cameron, and Cameron could hardly talk. You know, he's homesick with the frog, cold,
yep.
You know.
But he did have a message for
us. He did. And what was this about Dan Berger?
Yeah, and so he said one of the listings that he's recently acquired was the was a listing for the Dan Berger, and that's the business part of it, not the real estate.
Okay.
And so the business is for sale, and I haven't looked at his listing on it, but the price is, he thought it was very profitable. It's been there for a long time.
I think
it says 1938 on the sign. It's been there, you know, when the dam was being built.
I mean, what a great location.
Yeah. And so that's available. You know, this happens periodically.
There seems to be
some surges. As a banker, we would see over time, you know, often people come in and say, we're thinking of selling our business. You know, we've done well. We're at a time where we want to retire.
Right.
Do something out, move it on. We don't have a next generation.
Our kids have left and we want to be close to the grandkids
and
is
so,
what we hear from a lot of, you know.
Yeah. And I don't know if that's a circumstance with the Dan Berger, but it's a thriving business.
Right.
And it's for sale. And then another one, that is for sale along the same lines, but kind of at the other end of the spectrum on the meal is View 202.
Mm-hmm.
And both the business and the real estate is for sale.
So the building and the business.
Yes. And I think they're for sale separately. I'm not sure. I know that the building is listed separately.
Right.
And I think the business itself is also listed
yeah.
for sale.
Which,
so,
you know, a lot of memories have been made at View 202 with the back, with the room in the back.
Yeah.
And I just did
one of the best views
yes.
in town for a meal.
Basically,
you know, up on the bluff.
I think probably.
Is there another one?
No. I don't know. Besides, besides the country club.
Yes.
Riverview's so, got, you know, the club room there.
Yeah.
But View 202, you gotta be kind of a member to go to the country club. So View 202. And I did so many, weekends of jazz.
Oh, that's right.
And,
you did.
The brunch, we tried to kick that off and we did jazz out on a patio. We did that for almost a year.
Yeah.
We did nights. We've done it inside. We did Christmas.
Yeah.
And it was interesting to see regulars, and they had a great bar, wonderful
yes,
bar.
Yep.
And, anyway, so that would be really fun to see, you know, so a restaurateur and, organization come in and,
yeah.
and revive that.
So, yeah, revive
because
that, bring
it's
it
beautiful.
Up. Yep. And so, you know, both of those are opportunities for somebody if they you know desire to either maintain the Dam Burger and keep going or bring it to a different level if they want to, but you know those sort of activities happen regularly within a town like ours. They're not failing businesses; they're just businesses that are transitioning
right.
from owners. And so,
right. Well,
yeah,
and you know, Mimi did a from Mosley. She did a video that building that they are, which used to be was it Thompson's?
Thompson's. Yeah.
Okay, so then it's been a few things that it was Mosley's Cellars, and then she did a video where that is for lease.
Yes.
So what a great
yep.
area to
yeah.
what a
and I think I saw in the newspaper article about the closing of Mosley's that's believed to be the oldest residential building in town.
I believe that's correct.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
It's freestanding
yeah.
all around it.
Yeah.
So.
Definitely historical. Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
So. Yeah, but different opportunities with all that's going on downtown. I'm sure we'll see some continued change there. I know we have the public market opening up. I think this fall, I'm not sure of the exact dates, but there's a lot of activity down there. And, you know, when I think back even 10 years ago, you know, what downtown looked like compared to what it is today, it's amazing the transition it's made positively, I think, you know, to opening up Market Street. I know there's been a lot of different opinions on the parking situation, but that parking structure is, you know, was well past its useful life, needed to be replaced, and so that's gone away. We now have buildings there, and I know they're trying to the residential part's full. Shasta College has been an anchor downtown. With not only some of their classrooms, but also some of their administrative and other programs that they maintain.
What's going to happen with the Civic?
Well, that's a really good question.
Yeah.
I've seen that, you know, in the news recently, more recently with, kind of a, you know, when it was, kind of on its heels
right.
10 or 15 years ago, and Bethel was using it
right.
regularly, stepped up, put money in it,
right.
develop a nonprofit to manage it.
Right.
For a while, they were deep in that nonprofit. They're not anymore. It's self-sustaining. They were the largest tenant, though. And so they're what we've heard, you know, what we've
right.
heard a little bit this morning is that their tenancy, you know, they've pulled back on their tenancy. They're building a new campus of their own.
Right.
And so now it's a new era for the Civic. It's
right.
a challenge.
I know they're asking for a bridge until,
yes.
you know, what it is to hold us over until we can.
Until what's the
yeah,
next,
we're, you know, you, it,
next
it would,
vision
you
for
can
that
only
area.
Imagine if you held this large piece and your 10 years or however long Bethel was there and they're your
yes.
largest tenant and the rest is just from concert venue.
Yeah, that's it's event.
Or
event,
revenue.
Yeah, it's event driven and you know the city owns it and so they I think we heard today that they have on the council agenda to provide some money for a gap to keep it going until they can, you know, come
and
up.
And I hope
they
approve that because we need to support our own and I can understand, you know, like, and a lot of people, you know, after COVID, I'm sure you're experienced, we just have a couple minutes left, that it's the 5 year after COVID where there's people that are struggling, feeling the struggle now.
Yes, starting to feel the struggle now. There's a lot of, you know, business, money, especially for businesses that was, distributed through the federal government, you know, during COVID. But that's kind of, now
it's had its day.
It's had its day. It's gone. And so businesses are, having to, and it's a different era.
Well, do come on with me again, please, Eric. I really appreciate you, Eric Woodstrom, co-hosting and sitting in Carl's chair.
This has been a lot of fun. It's been a little while, and it's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's been great. Great information, good stuff. We hope you make it a beautiful Friday, and make a great day. And I always say, do random acts of kindness, please. We got just 1 minute left. Closing thoughts.
That's a really good question. I think I've shared a lot of my thoughts. I think, you know, it's encouraging. Like I said, now I'm in a different role where I can kind of step back and watch what's going on. And I think that as I look around and I look at a lot of the organizations that have made differences in our community and kind of the next generation, that, you know, taking the bull by the horns and running them, it's really exciting. I think we've got a lot of good things to look forward to.
Great. Yeah. And David, have a wonderful weekend too. You know, David is a new father. I mean.
Oh goodness. Congratulations.
He's got a new baby. Her name is Bliss. And what is she now? Three months?
Two and a half. Yep.
Two and a half.
Oh boy.
Yeah. Newborn.
Oh my goodness.
And her eyes are like wide open.
Yeah.
And I got another daughter. She's 15 years old.
Yes. So
15 years apart.
Yes. Gotcha. Yes. He's got two beautiful daughters. So thank you for joining us. And, like I said, make it a great day. And thanks for being a listener on KCNR. Really appreciate it. You can hear the show in the archives as well on KCNR1460.com. Thanks a lot. We'll be back on Monday.
All right.
Can't wait to hear a call. The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.